Mountjoy flings all the old accusations. You are too close to your opposite number, codenamed Swan, in Moscow. Your fertile imagination smelled a rat in your department that wasn't there.
There was a leak, Sir Clive. It was confirmed.
Confirmed? Mountjoy repeats, testing the word. Yes, by Swan. Well, of course, we should trust his every word.
Every communication with Swan, Gerald protests, thinking he can still smell the rat, and it is grinning wickedly at him from behind its sparkling water. In and out went via the chain of command, via your desk, Clive.
Sir Clive waves it away like a fly. You got too close.
But Swan hated Mother Russia. Still does, probably. Hates Putin, anyway.
You were cosy. You made us vulnerable.
Hence my premature retirement?
But Mountjoy is moving on. Note the powder blue envelope edging towards Gerald across the table. The transcript of your imagination, Gerald. Everything you heard, earwigging your neighbours. A brief glance over Gerald's head at the sloping roof beyond the fence. Well, look then.
Gerald looks. His words, his neighbour's words, neatly typed in courier font. A separate paragraph for each entry.